Acts chapter 24. We're going to read a few verses at the end of this chapter. They're familiar verses, I'm sure, to most of us. But maybe you're in the meeting tonight and you're not a Christian. You're not saved. Therefore, the words will not be familiar to you. So let us read them very carefully. Acts chapter 24 and the verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener, and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Amen. We'll end our reading there, and we know the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word to our hearts this evening. The mistake that many people make today is the mistake of thinking that they can get saved and get right with God at any time. But you know, men and women, this is a vital and a fundamental mistake. In Acts chapter 24, we are introduced to a man who thought that he could get saved whenever he wanted. Felix, the Roman governor, said to the apostle Paul, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Felix made the mistake that many are making today. And maybe you're making this mistake tonight as well. Felix thought that salvation would be given to him in his own convenient time. But of course, he was wrong. You know, salvation is the gift of God. And salvation is offered to the whosoever will. But sinner, don't make the mistake of thinking that God's salvation will always be available. And whatever you do, don't make the mistake of thinking that you can get saved and get right with God in your own convenient season. Because that's a vital mistake, as we have already emphasized. Because you know, the Bible says that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And I would impress upon your heart this evening that if the Lord is speaking to you, and I believe he is, if the Lord is dealing with your heart, and I believe he is, then you need tonight, not tomorrow night, not next week, not at some other convenient season, but you need tonight to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Now, as we come to deal with Felix tonight, and as we come to look at this subject this evening, there's a number of things I want you to learn here. And if you're not saved, if you're not a Christian, I want you to listen very, very carefully, because there's a very simple but a very, very solemn message that you need to hear this evening from this particular individual that we have here recorded in Acts chapter 24. I want you to notice, first of all, the eagerness of Felix to hear God's word. Here was a man, and he had an eagerness to hear the word of God. Look what it says in verse 24. "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul," underline those words, "and heard him concerning the faith in Christ." Here we have a man, Felix the Roman governor, and the Bible tells us here that he sent for Paul. Now, why did he send for Paul? Well, the text tells us. He sent for Paul because he wanted to hear the gospel of Christ. He wanted to hear Paul concerning the faith in Christ. This Roman governor was so eager to hear God's word from the lips of the Apostle Paul that he sent for the great preacher. Now, if you're familiar with the passage, And I know that many of you will be familiar with the passage. You will know that this was not the first time that Felix had heard the gospel. Indeed, a few days before verse 24, Paul presented the gospel to Felix. Look what it says there in verse 22. We're not going to read all the verses before, but just look what it says in verse 22. And when Felix heard these things, heard Paul preach the gospel, having more perfect knowledge of that way. You see that? So when we come to verse 24, a few days have passed from verse 22. He heard the gospel in verse 22, but the Lord had so spoken to his heart, I believe, and so impressed upon him his need of salvation, that he had to send for Paul. He had to get the preacher. He wanted to hear more about the Lord Jesus Christ and God's wonderful salvation. And when you take a look at verse 26, you'll see that this was not the last time that Felix sent for Paul so that the apostle could preach Christ to him. Look what it says in verse 26. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore, he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. You see, Felix had a deep desire to hear about the person and work of Jesus Christ. He had a deep interest to hear the word of God. Now, you've got to remember that Felix was an ungodly man. He was an unregenerate man. He was a wicked sinner, I believe, of the deepest dye. And yet, here we have Paul preaching to him, and after he hears the gospel once, he wants to hear it again. And although he doesn't get saved in verse 24, even after that, he sends for Paul the oftener, and he communes with him. You see his eagerness to hear the word of God? You know, men and women, maybe there's someone here tonight and you're not saved. You're not born again of the Spirit of God, but you have an eagerness to hear God's word. You've heard the gospel before, and you've come into this mission, and you're here tonight because you want to hear the gospel again. And you have a desire within your heart to hear words whereby you can and must be saved. Let me say it tonight, very simply, that's a good desire. Because there are many across this world tonight, and many in Ulster, and many in Achalee, and they'll never be in this mission. You know why? Because they have no interest in the gospel, and they have no interest and no eagerness within their heart to come and hear the message of saving grace. But you have, and that's good. But let me say to your heart tonight very sincerely that although you have an eagerness and an interest and a desire to come and hear God's word, it's not enough to save your soul. This eagerness that Felix had to hear the gospel and to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, it didn't save a soul. As we're going to find out in a moment, Felix died outside of Christ. He died a lost soul. And tonight he's in hell. And he'll be in hell throughout the countless ages of eternity, wanting to hear the gospel and coming and listening to the gospel and having a desire to want to know more about Jesus Christ. While it's good to want to do that and to hear the message of the gospel, it's not enough. You need to step out for Christ, just like our brother Eric. There needs to be that day in your life when you repent your sin, turn away from your sin, and by faith look to Calvary and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. And my friend, I pray that this night will be that night for you. Because thank God you may have come into this meeting in your sin on your way to a Christless eternity. Let me say to you lovingly, you can leave this meeting tonight with your sins forgiven. You can leave this meeting tonight on your way to heaven knowing that you're saved for time and for eternity. Oh, you can see his eagerness here, can't you? He sends for the preacher. Why? Because he wants to hear about the faith in Christ. That's why. He wants to know more about salvation. Now, notice something else here. Take a look at verse 25. And I want you to notice, secondly, here, the intention of Felix to get right with God. You know, there's no doubt here that Felix comes under conviction of sin. As Paul preaches the gospel to Felix, and as Felix considers, among other things, the judgment of God, The Bible says he trembles. Look at verse 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. Now, Felix does a very wrong thing here. He puts salvation off to another day. He should have got saved there and then when the Lord was dealing with his heart, when he had this interest in the message of the gospel. But look what Felix does. Look what he says here. Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. You know, the point I want to draw your attention to, Felix, I believe, intended to get right with God at some point. Because he says here, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee, Paul. Paul, I intend to get right with God at some stage. Very soon, Paul, I will call for thee and get this matter of my salvation sorted out. You know, Felix was full of good intentions. And maybe there's someone here tonight. And you're not saved. You're not born again of the Spirit of God. You have an eagerness to hear the Word. You have an interest to come and listen to the message of the Gospel. Perhaps you even come to this church every week. And you listen to our brother preach. And you have that interest to come and listen. And you intend. In your heart, you intend to be saved. At some point. Oh, not today, not tomorrow, but sooner rather than later. Maybe next year. Maybe just before you die. Maybe when you get a wee bit older. You intend to get saved. Well, you're just like Felix. And you're saying tonight, when I have a more convenient season. In other words, when it suits me. I'll get saved when it suits me. And you know, Felix here procrastinated. In other words, he put off to tomorrow what he should have been doing that day. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you intend to get saved someday. You intend to get right with God at some time. Friend, don't put off to tomorrow what you must do today. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, today if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And that verse we quoted right at the very beginning. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Many a person has put off getting saved only to find out that that more convenient season never came. The truth is, we're never promised tomorrow. We don't know where we're going to be this time tomorrow night. Our whole circumstances may have changed. We may get ill. We may end up in the hospital. We may be in an accident. Indeed, we might be out in God's eternity even before tomorrow night comes. And you know, the truth is that there have been many who have sat in gospel missions. They have listened to the Word of God. They have heard the preaching of Christ. They have come in because they have had an interest in the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And they have believed that deep down in their heart, they needed to be saved. Only to say, well, we'll get saved another night. We'll get right with God. We'll wait to the end of the mission. And then when the end of the mission has come, well, we'll wait to the next mission. And then when the next mission comes, well, we'll leave it a little bit longer. My friend, you know what will happen. You'll never get saved. And you know, that's the truth about Felix. Felix never got saved. He had an interest in the gospel. He had an eagerness. He sent for the preacher. He sat down with the greatest preacher, one of the greatest preachers that ever walked upon this scene of time. And Paul reasoned with him and Paul spoke to him. And as he preached to him, he came under conviction of sin and he trembled as he thought of the judgment of God. And he intended. I believe he intended. At some convenient season to get right with God. Paul, listen, when I have a more convenient season, I'll call for thee. Well, why was he going to call for Paul? He was going to call for Paul to lead him to Christ. He was going to call for Paul to witness to him again. He was going to call for Paul. Maybe your intention is some Sunday morning or some Sunday evening to call the preacher, to speak to the Reverend Salt about the things of God. My friend, you need to get saved tonight, because tomorrow your circumstances might have changed. I want you to see how Felix's circumstances changed. Now, that's the third thing I want you to notice. The change that came about in Felix's heart and in Felix's life. Look with me at verse 27. But after 2 years, now underline that, that's very important. After 2 years, Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. After 2 years, Felix left Paul bound. You know, the time came in Felix's life when his eagerness to hear God's word left him. The time came in Felix's life when his intention to get right with God turned into wanting nothing to do with the Lord. Indeed, the time came in Felix's life that instead of him sending for Paul to commune with Paul about the things of God, he left Paul bound. In other words, his interest in the gospel of Christ had changed. Within 2 years, after first hearing the message of the gospel, Felix decided that the gospel was not for him. What a change! What a change! Therefore, Felix's intention to get right with God never materialized. I want you to consider the development of this change in Felix's life. Now, I'll just bring you through it very quickly. In verse 25, as he sends for Paul, he trembles under the preaching of the gospel. We've already noticed that. As time goes on, he stops trembling, but he still has an interest in verse 26 because he sends for Paul and communes with him. But notice that in verse 26 he's not trembling anymore. And then at the end of 2 years, now it only took 2 years, there is no concern about his soul at all because he left Paul bound. In other words, Felix stopped communing with Paul. He didn't want anything to do with the gospel. He wanted nothing to do with the gospel. My friend, just think about that. Think of the contrast. At the beginning of the 2 years, he's trembling. He's under conviction of sin. He's thinking about getting saved. And when 2 years comes, he wants nothing to do with the Apostle Paul at all. He left Paul bound. He didn't go to commune with him. My friend, the time to get right with God is when the Lord is speaking to you. Because the longer you reject the gospel, the harder your heart will become. And then the time will come when you will want nothing to do with the gospel of Christ at all. There is an accepted time for salvation, and that accepted time is God's time. It's God's time. I want you to turn over just for a moment in your Bible. There's a wee text of Scripture in Ephesians 4 and verse 9. I want you to notice what it says. It says here, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Who being past feeling. My friend, is the Lord speaking to your heart tonight? I believe He is. When the Lord speaks to you, He touches your heart. I know He touches your heart because I can look back to the day when I was saved and I was only 13 years of age. The Lord touched my heart. I knew I was a sinner. I knew that the Bible was right. I knew that the Lord died for my sins. I knew that I needed to get right with God. The Lord touched my heart. And I knew I needed to be saved. Is that the way you feel tonight? Deep down in your heart, young person, older person, child, boy or girl, you know the Lord is speaking to you. Listen, you just keep going on. Reject Christ. That feeling will pass. That interest will pass. And it'll pass because God will stop speaking to you. And God stopped speaking to Felix. Do you ever consider the reason for this change in Felix's life? You know, ultimately this change came about because Felix did not want to give up his sin and because of the fear of man. Look exactly what it says in verse 27. But after 2 years, Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul burned. He wanted his friendship with Festus, and he wanted popularity with the Jews. That's why he rejected the gospel. Felix was a man pleaser. The word pleasure here means favor. In other words, Felix left Paul in prison as a favor to the Jews. But he lost his desire to want to hear God's word. He chose sin over the Savior. He chose eternal life. Or he chose eternal damnation because he wanted to hold on to sin and because he wanted to please men. My friend, if you're not saved tonight, there's a reason why you're not saved. Now, I mightn't be able to pinpoint it, but you know what it is. You know what. If you have an interest to hear the Word of God, and I believe you have, if you have a desire down in your heart someday to be saved, then there's a reason why you're not saved. Now, what's that reason? Is it because of sin? Is it because you know that if you got saved tonight, you couldn't go to the dance or to the pub tomorrow night? Is it because you know that your life will be changed? Of course, your life will be changed. But it was only the lie of the devil. I can remember before I was a Christian, and I wasn't out in the world. I was only 13 years of age when I got saved. But you know, the thing that stopped me from coming to Christ for a number of years before I was converted, I was afraid of what people would say. I was afraid of what my friends would say if I got saved. And I remember the night I was converted in that old tent on the Brownstown Road. I went in fear and trembling. I wanted to get saved. And I didn't know how I was going to step out for Christ. And you know, I can remember the preacher. And this is what he said. He says, your friends will laugh you into hell, but they'll never laugh you out. And friend, the Lord used those words and took them and put them like a dagger into my heart. And I said, no friend will laugh me into hell. You know, the thing that I found out after I became a Christian, after I was saved that night, the people that I thought would laugh at me, they didn't laugh. And the people that I thought should have had a bit of common sense, they were the ones that did laugh. But you know something? It didn't matter anymore. It didn't matter. Who laughed and who didn't laugh? Because the Lord had given me salvation, eternal life. I knew I was saved. I knew my sins were forgiven. I knew I was on my way to heaven. And everybody could laugh if they wanted to. And praise God, whatever's stopping you from coming to the Savior tonight. Listen, friend, you see, the moment you're saved, you'll not worry about it. The Lord will give you the help and the grace to walk out through that door and to live for Christ. But you can't get saved whenever you want. You've got to come to Christ now. As the Lord is speaking to you, oh, turn to the Savior tonight. Turn while in mercy the Lord is calling. And steer for the harbour light, for how do you know but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight. Let us pray.